Now for the things that the great goddess Shri promises to give the monk who is the preacher of the sutra. First of all, she promises to give him zeal. And this implies both enthusiasm and energy. But how does this goddess come to be giving zeal? How does she come to be giving that? Surely she is essentially a goddess of wealth and riches. So how does she come to be giving a psychological quality? How does she come to be giving even a spiritual quality? Has she not stepped a little out of place, a little out of line? Has she not gone beyond her proper jurisdiction? Not really. She gives zeal, not directly, but indirectly. She gives zeal by giving the other things. That is to say, by giving garments, begging bowl, bed, and so on. And how is that? The monk needs to be able to devote the whole of his energies to the spiritual life, the whole of his energies to preaching the Sutra of Golden Light. But if he has to bother about food and clothing, then he cannot do that. So food and clothing, etc., have to be provided. And this is what the great goddess Shri does. She gives the monk food and clothing and so on. And thereby she enables him to devote all his energies to preaching the sutra. In other words, she gives him zeal. After all, the monk has not only given up responsibility of supporting a wife and family, he has given up responsibility for supporting himself. And this is well known and widely recognized in most Buddhist countries, especially in Theravada countries. There, as I know from my own experience, a monk is not permitted to cook for himself. He's not even permitted to make himself a cup of tea. Everything is provided for him. Everything is done for him. But of course, there's another side to the coin. The monk has to devote all his energies to the Dharma. And all means all. And this is certainly not an easy thing for anybody to do. He may devote himself to Buddhist activities, such as preaching the Sutra of Golden Light. Or he may devote himself to meditation, or to a combination of the two. But in one way or another, all his energies are devoted to the Dharma. And it is the goddess Shri who makes this possible. In other words, it's Buddhist economics that makes this possible. The economics of giving. So indirectly, the goddess Shri gives the monk, who is the preacher of the sutra, zeal.